Hello and welcome to another edition of the F1 podcast. My name is William Gelder. I've got our motor racing expert Rich Marsh beside me once again. We're looking ahead to the Canadian Grand Prix this weekend in Montreal. Well, Rich, we're beginning to sound a bit like a broken record. Three-time Canadian Grand Prix winner Lewis Hamilton is a somewhat obvious favourite, maybe, despite his defeat last time out. He's 11-8 on. Nico Rosberg, his teammate, 13-8. And then you've got Sebastian Vettel, 6-1. Kimi Raikkonen, 16s. Valtteri Bottas, 66. And then you're looking at about 100-1 bar. Just quickly on Bottas, six drivers have scored their maiden Grand Prix victory in Canada, including Lewis Hamilton. Do you think that offers hope for the likes of Bottas? He was seventh in this last year.
I think it's certainly worth a couple of quid. There's quite a popular saying in the F1 fraternity. Things happen in Canada. The high speed street layout of the circuit always produces quite interesting and topsy turvy races. And things happen there. Bottas has got a very cool head. Williams struggled in Monaco last time, no points. But Canada should suit them very strongly. And 66-1, definitely worth a pound or two.
All right, so we like a bit of value, and Bottas could offer that. But do you think it is going to be sort of a similar story? Lewis Hamilton, obviously, as pointed to earlier, he's got a great record here.
Lewis, yeah, he loves Canada. The circuit suits him. He plays to his strengths. And he's going to be really fired up after the pit stop error in Monaco last time out. So if anything, that's going to make him stronger. Ferrari have made a few engine modifications. Some people are saying maybe 30 horsepower extra. And they were very strong in Bahrain, which is quite a similar circuit to Canada. And I don't think they'll be too far away. So it might be worth a pound or two on one of them, Vettel or Raikkonen, getting in on the Mercedes boys.
Yeah, I want to touch upon Sebastian Vettel with you a bit later on, but first of all, I want to go full circle. So from the race winner market to not to be classified. Very interesting. Tell me if you agree or not, but some of these odds here, I mean, we're looking at guys like Pastor Maldonado, tied in 5 of 6 races this season. He's favourite in this particular market. At 5-4. Max Verstappen, I mean, a lot of hype, as we've discussed before recent Grand Prix. He's only finished in the top 10 once so far this season and carries a grid penalty. And then you've got Fernando Alonso, who just not getting any luck. He's retired in 3 of the 5 races he's competed in, missed the season opener in Australia. Again, not had a lot of luck. And in terms of this market, there looks to be a lot of value.
Maldonado and Verstappen in particular, I think for different reasons, they could find this weekend quite tough going. Maldonado seems to have shrugged off his incident tag in the way that he's the instigator. He's been very unfortunate this season with people driving into him. One finish this season. He's never finished in the points in Canada either. He's desperate to get some points on the board. There's a few rumours that his seat isn't totally safe, and that could just tip him over the edge and into one of those walls.
Yeah, I did see some of that talk online about Maldonado is not invincible or certainly not safe, as it were. Let's go back to Vettel then. Dual forecast was the last thing I wanted to touch on personally, because again, I think there could be something in this. So dual forecast to finish first and second in either order. Hamilton-Rosberg, the obvious pairing, that's 4-7, so 7-4 on. But Lewis Hamilton, Sebastian Vettel is 7-2. Looking at it then, Rosberg second here last year, but 5th, 6th, 11th, 6th, 10th, and then retired before that in his previous appearances. Vettel obviously nabbed second in Monaco last time out. In Canada, his recent record is 3rd, 1st, 4th, 2nd. You know, obviously different teams, different cars. But do you see any juice in that? That's 7-2 for Hamilton, Vettel?
I do. This weekend is going to look like Monaco. The driver really has a say. And Vettel knows that Mercedes struggled with brakes here last year. And Ricciardo came through to win. And Mercedes also had a few brake issues in Bahrain, which is the other circuit that's really hard on brakes. Hamilton Vettel dual forecast. But I also like Raikkonen. His sort of driving style really suits Canada. He's won here before. And his form this season sort of gives him a bigger price. But sooner or later, I think he'll come good. But between Vettel and Raikkonen, with the engine modifications Ferrari have made, this could be their strongest weekend since they won in Malaysia. So I think Mercedes really need to keep an eye out for them.
Yep, totally agree. Could be far more to this race than just Hamilton, Rosberg, and that Hamilton, Raikkonen price, that's in the dual forecast market. That's available at 12-1, so plenty of juice in that one as well. All right, then, just to recap then, Rich, looking ahead then to the Canadian Grand Prix, what would be your best bet?
I don't want to be too harsh on the kid, but Max Verstappen not to finish 13-8. He's shown us already this season just how quick and talented he is, but he also showed us in Monaco that he's still got a bit to learn. He got a little bit castigated for the incident in Grosjean. He hit the wall really hard, and that has given him a grid penalty for this weekend. So he's already come out and said he knows he needs to make overtakes. That's not so easy around Canada, and rookies often find it harder going than not around there. It might just be a bit too much for him this weekend, and yeah, he might hit someone along the way. Or maybe get the top 10 if he keeps it together, but it's going to be tough out there for him. 13-8, not to finish. That's worth looking at.
All right, well, there should be plenty more thrills and spills this weekend in Canada. Thanks very much once again for joining me, Rich. Don't forget, head to ladbrokes.com online, on mobile and on tablet for all the latest odds.